Clark called these suits OEO, AO2, or the I and the U. She initially meant for them to be experienced by a male and a female participant. Their interaction with each other and the suits forms the meaning of the work. She said,
"What's important is the act of doing in the present. The artist is dissolved into the world."
Inside each suit are pockets containing different materials. Two participants of any gender can explore these materials, both in their own suit and in each other's. Connie Butler.
In the I and the U, the cord that joins the two participants we can read as some kind of umbilical cord, but also the exploration that the man and the woman are engaging in can be seen as neutral, but certainly can also be seen in gendered and sexual terms. The subject's eyes are covered by these sensorial masks. So what I think is possible is that while the subjects begin gendered as male and female, that as the exploration of the body is begun by these different subjects, that in some ways the subjects lose their gender, that they become all sensory experience, all skin, all body, all material.